praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
Today's first reading comes from St. Paul's letter to Titus, and he's writing to Titus while Titus is in Crete, and St. Paul made Titus a bishop, and he would become the bishop, the first bishop of Crete. And so St. Paul is sending Titus these instructions on what he should say, and in turn instruct the new Christians in Crete. And our reading begins by St. Paul telling Titus, "Remind them to be under the control of magistrates and authorities, to be obedient." So this was something that was at the forefront of the mind of the apostles, and really we even hear it coming from the mouth of Christ at different places in the gospel, that the apostles and Christians are supposed to be obedient to those who have temporal authority, those who are governing. And one of the reasons was because at that time they had the sect of the Galileans that were running around and encouraging exactly the opposite. They were saying that people who were faithful people could only be obedient to God and should not obey the Romans, who were pagans. Now, the apostles, they were from Galilee. St. Paul was not, but the others were. And so they spoke with a Galilean accent, as St. Peter was identified during our Lord's Passion by that servant girl. Okay? They knew he was a Galilean because of his accent. So when they're founding the church and gathering followers, they were very suspect that they were part of this Galilean sect. But notice how their instructions and the behavior of the Christians was in stark contrast. And this is what Jesus taught, right? That the secular authority, that they do get their authority from God, and that they should be obeyed. St. Paul also writes this to the Romans, chapter 13, verse 1, when he says, "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities." And then St. Paul goes on to tell Titus, to tell these new Christians, that they should be obedient and to be open to every good enterprise. Notice the key word, the distinction, every good enterprise, not the bad ones. So, Christians, by being open to every good work, they would show themselves to be Christians, but if they were ever commanded by the authorities to do evil, then in that case they could not comply, but in those circumstances, they must respond that we must obey God rather than men. Okay, so there is a line to be drawn, right? You can't be commanded to commit sin, right? Instead, as a Christian, you need to be ready to shed your blood rather than cooperate in sin. Now, today we celebrate the feast or the memorial of Saint Martin, who was a soldier and become a Christian. We also celebrate Veterans Day. And so there are Christian soldiers out there, right, who are American citizens serving their country in this world and in our culture, which is called post-Christian. Right? We are kind of falling back into paganism, and this is reflected in some of our laws, okay, which don't acknowledge the natural law, much less the Christian faith, reflecting the Christian faith. So we are in post-Christian times. So what are these soldiers supposed to do when they are under commanders who aren't Christians? St. Augustine actually deals with this. In his commentary on Psalm 125, He talks about those Christians who were under the emperor Julian the Apostate. Okay, this is a former Christian emperor, okay, who left the faith, abandoned the faith. And this is what St. Augustine says. Julian was an infidel emperor, an apostate, a wicked man, an idolater. Christian soldiers served an infidel emperor. When it came to the cause of Christ, they acknowledged him only who was in heaven. If Julian called upon them at any time to worship idols, to offer incense, they preferred God to him, right? We must obey God rather than men. But whenever he commanded them to deploy into line, to march against this or that nation, they at once obeyed. The Christian soldiers distinguished their everlasting from their temporal master. And yet they were, for the sake of their everlasting master, submissive to their temporal master. And so, as Christians living in the world, but not of the world, all over the place, in different walks of life, different vocations, different occupations, right? Could be the medical field too, but we live in a day and age when religious freedom is under attack. And we need to make these distinctions, and we need to be ready to endure suffering when that's really what it comes down to, right? St. Thomas More, willing to give up his life and to lose his head, as he said, "I am the king's good servant, but God's first." And so we take these exhortations from sacred scripture, from St. Paul, take them to heart, just as these first Christians in Crete did, to give a good witness, a good example to all, to be faithful to God, and to be good, even the best citizens of our country. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.